fighting is a natural part of this. I mean, you can't wake up a whole bunch of people to the New World Order system and have them previously be part of that system where everybody's infighting, everybody's attacking each other, everybody's having one over on one another, everybody's ignorant, everybody's stupid, so on and so forth, everybody's unhealthy. And then they become part of the truth movement and expect that all of those symptoms will simply disappear overnight. Mm-mm-mm. You bring all of that with you. And people are naive in thinking that you come into the truth movement, which is about peace and love and unity and exposing scumbaggery. And then they suddenly realize that, oh my God, the scumbaggery has followed us here. That there are scumbag radio show hosts, that there are manipulative YouTubers, that there are crazy conspiracy theorists, as opposed to what you would wish is like this beautiful, idealistic image of a movement that is all together, we're all one, we're all enlightened, we all know what's going on. Nothing could be further from the truth. We're divided, we're ignorant, we're unrealistic, we're naive, we're all those same things that we were before becoming truthers still. And Dean Clifford said on my show yesterday, and I'll never forget this, says, you know what the reason why all of this is happening is? You know what the cause of all these problems is? You look at that person in the mirror every day. The source of all these problems is you. And you alone. It's not the bankers. It's not the politicians. It's not frickin' Monsanto. It is you. You are the problem. Unless you're willing to solve your own problems yourself, none of these problems are going to be solved.